A young student from Fogo Island has been selected as a 2021 Lawrence Scholar. Mallory Osmond is joining a cohort of 30 out of more than 6,000 applicants in receiving Canada's largest undergraduate merit award. I've reached Mallory on Fogo Island. Mallory, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, where you go to school, and kind of what you do.
I'm from Fogo Island, Newfoundland. I go to school at Fogo Island Central Academy. I'm a grade 12 student, so I spend most of my time doing homework at this point, especially with COVID on the go. But other than that, I love sports, and I love cooking, and I love baking, and I'm pretty down to earth, I gotta say.
What is the value of this award, and what does it mean to you?
It is valued at around $100,000 over my four-year undergraduate degree, and this award means to me, it truly means the world, honestly. Like, it's not just about the money for me. It's about everything. Like, it opens so many doors for me now. Doors that, like, I never thought would have been possible, and that I'm going to be able to do things that I never imagined being able to do in my undergraduate degree. So it means the world to me.
So, Mallory, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here now, but why do you think you were chosen? What sets Mallory Osmond apart?
I'm not sure. I think when I went in to do all of the interviews and all of the applications and stuff, the only thing that I said to myself, everybody was like, are you going to prepare? Are you going to write up notes? Are you going to practice or anything? And I was like, you know what? If I can't go in there and just speak from the heart and talk about myself and in no preparation, just come off the tongue, whatever comes first, then this award is not for me, because then they're not getting the true version of myself. So that's what I did. And I don't know if that helps or anything, but that was my mindset through the whole thing.
Where do you plan on going to school?
I'm not actually sure yet. I'm applying for nursing, so they don't send out their acceptances until late April, early May in most schools. So I still have no idea.
Have you met the other 29 recipients virtually at all?
Yes, we actually had a scholars meet a couple of weeks ago now. We all got on Zoom and we got to chat with each other, and we spent about, I think, an hour and a half with each other. Yeah.
You also mentioned that, you know, this scholarship will open up so many doors for you during your undergrad. In what ways?
So the Loran Award actually gives us the opportunity throughout the summers in between our semesters of school to internship and work in another province, probably doing something that we would not have been doing other than for the fact that we got the Loran Award. So for example, like, I could end up in BC and I could end up doing, I have no idea now, but like, it's just things that I would never have gotten the opportunity to do before becoming a scholar.
And on that note, what are your plans for the summer before university does start?
I'm actually going to live with a few family members off of Fogo Island, and I'm just going to work at my family's hotel for the summer.
Mallory, grade 11 and grade 12 for you, I guess, have been mostly dominated by COVID-19, a lot of doing school from home. What has that experience been like for you?
Well, it actually hasn't been too bad for me, honestly, because where I live in such a small school, I do most of my courses on CDLI anyways. So I've been doing online learning for the past 2 years. I really just want to say thank you to my parents. There's no way I'd be here without all of their support and their love. And I'm undoubtedly grateful to them for everything they've given me.
Mallory Osmond, thanks for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.